Ahoy there, Bradford here, and I was going to start this episode something like this.
I'm a few hundred feet above the Caribbean Sea in a Central American country.
But maybe later for that. This update episode, as always, is brought to us by our awesome Patreon patrons and America's favorite cruising magazine, Latitudes and Attitudes, and BobBitchin.com. Special shout out to our newest patron, Cam. Thank you, Captain. As usual, if this is your first listen to How Not to Sail, I strongly urge you to go listen to episode 1, or if you want something more recent, episode 38, as this one is more for our established How Not to Sailors. I have to admit, I am not the biggest holiday person. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite songs is this one. Let's see here. Hope you recognize that. I guess we could do the Jethro Tull version. Anyway, irregardless of whether I'm a Grinch or not, I in fact have a few things, family and otherwise, to attend to. So I'm going to see you back around January the 20th, unless I get a wild hair in the meantime. Of course, I have paused the Patreon debits, or whatever you call them, and I don't think you can sign up for the Patreon crew in the interim here. Sorry about that. But we shall resume shortly. And even though I'm a bit of a humbug about the holiday season, I am a thankful fella. First of all, I'm thankful to you for listening and telling your friends about How Not to Sail. And of course, I'm grateful to our intrepid Patreon crew. As you may know, our members at the Sailing Master level get a postcard each month from wherever I'm at, which unfortunately recently is often in Atlanta. But as I was in a small plane the other day, I had an idea for this month.
Gonna try and grab some postcards for our sailing masters while I'm here. If I can get a hold of them before we leave, I will actually post them from this Central American location.
So if our new friend Travis is on point and you are a sailing master, you should, fingers crossed, receive a postcard from a semi-exotic location in the next week or so. Hopefully, maybe. Thanks to everyone who's left a 5-star review on the book How Not to Sail, which if you've somehow managed to miss it, you can get at hownottosail.com/book, and everyone that's left a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, including the latest, Super Princess IN, Pensacola Brian, and Don in Lancaster. Thank y'all so much for sharing the word. Finally today, it's come to my attention that there are a few folks that haven't visited hownottosail.com recently, or maybe at all. If that's you, you should know that everything How Not to Sail is at hownottosail.com, the audio podcast, of course, blog posts you can only see on hownottosail.com, like our trip to Eleuthera a while back, and my daily journal of the trip to Miami that became season 1 of the podcast. Of course, we got videos at hownottosail.com also, which obviously you can't see on this podcast, and links to the book and all kind of swag. So when you get done here, I encourage you to go to hownottosail.com/45 for episode 45, and I might even throw in a picture or two of where we went, which I'm highly unlikely to post on Facebook because I'm not so big on Facebook and all that stuff. Anyway, if you're not like me, that is to say a humbug, a Scrooge, and or a Grinch, I hope you and yours have a lovely holiday. And if I don't piss off the people at customs by waving a microphone in front of their face, I'll see you next month on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
Hi, how you doing? Oh, do you mind if I get you saying hello for my podcast? If not, I'll erase it. I need to take these off.
What could possibly go wrong?